Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Muslim lady. This is Asma. I have the honor to be your host. And again, I have the pleasure to be at the service of Sister Zainab.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming here. I would like you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself for those people who have just joined us.
All right, I'm Turfatul and Zainab Askari, and I am from Kashmir, which is under Indian administration. And I have been living in Iran for some past 9 years now. And I have studied a master's in linguistics, and I have also I'm also engaged in the Hausa studies. And at the same time, I'm teaching.
Very perfect. Well, in my interaction with other people, there's something that is very important. How to get that I am actually involved in a toxic relationship. This is a very important matter to realize and understand. What are the key signs to recognize that I am being a part of a toxic relationship? I am actually involved and included in a toxic relationship. How can I get into that recognition?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are a lot of signs a person can educate themselves about, and with the help of these signs, they can know that if they are in a toxic relationship, and at the same time, if they are, they should get out of this as soon as possible. For example, the people who are toxic, they exhibit possessiveness and control over you. This is one of the signs, like, you know, a controlling person in your family or in your friends, who dictates your choices, who dictates your behavior or relationships, or they mask their behavior as a concern or care. For example, say there are two friends in the university, and one.
We have had this discussion. There are some complaints about women sleeping more than required. Actually, the complaint is done by whom? The men. So, but is it really like that? Like, women tend to sleep more than men, and then that would start to create issues in their life?
Many men do feel frustrated over this issue.
But is it really true that women sleep more than men?
Yes, research has shown that women...
Then the researcher is a man.
...need more sleep than men. And it also shows the cases that women tend to sleep slightly longer than men by just over 11 minutes.
Oh. So,
yeah. That was interesting for me while I was researching on the topic.
Whole research is very interesting.
Yeah.
From the very basic presumption that says women sleep more than men.
Yeah. So in addition to the biological differences like the hormone production, there's also this gender-based difference that can affect how much sleep a person basically needs to get. Researchers that have documented differences in the amount of time men and women dedicate to their sleep or paid and unpaid labor, also work and social responsibilities and family and caregiving. This is all that impacts how much sleep you basically need. So women are more likely to wake up and take care of others in the home, a task which disrupts their sleep. Sleep disruptions, in like, on one hand, she needs more sleep. But on the other hand, she has to take
care. She gets very less.
She's a caretaker.
She's a caretaker. She goes out for work. Yeah. She has to wake up very early. And then when she comes home, she's the last person who sleeps.
Yeah, the overall sleep quality is disturbed, basically.
Yeah, and then finally what happens is that the women sleep more than men.
Yeah, but do actually women need more sleep than men? Yes, even if they spend more time, like we said, 11 minutes, they sleep longer than men, but they experience fragmented sleep. Like,
exactly.
You know?
Sporadic sort of a sleeping.
It's a worse quality sleep.
Yeah.
Which is...
I guess I'm suffering from that as well.
Yeah.
You know what's the problem? The quality of sleeping becomes very low. Like...
Especially in caring women, I would say.
Yeah. Whenever I sleep, I do not get into the very depth of sleeping. it doesn't go so deep into sleeping, and I'm all the time alert. So actually, there are some people whom I guess would suffer from the very same thing like me. Like their sleeping does not get into the very depth of sleeping. And the slightest noise can break my sleep and bring me back into reality.
Many are some issues that need to be treated medically, but I think the most underlying issue is the increased sense of caregiving responsibilities and to get up during the night when compared to men. Like women are 40% more likely to experience insomnia. And they are twice as likely to have restless leg syndrome, which you were talking about, and more prone to poor sleep due to chronic pain sometimes, because like women go through a lot of issues, pregnancy stage, sometimes through menstrual cycles, sometimes through menopause, and sometimes through a lot of issues, like sometimes through hormonal imbalances and a lot of things. So because women perceive and report their sleep problems differently than men, sleep disorders often go misdiagnosed or sometimes undiagnosed. Like, for example, if had we not been talking about this topic right now, maybe you would have not said, maybe I also face the same problem. That's why, like, it goes undiagnosed sometimes. So if you feel like you're not getting enough quality sleep, speak up and describe your symptoms. So sleep is essential for, rejuvenation and maintaining health.
Exactly. So, since sleeping is very important in our life, and specifically for women, it must be a practice in the best way possible, just as the result of the factors that I mentioned for you. Let's go for a break and then come back to see how could we get into better sort of sleeping. Welcome back. This is Muslim Lady, and we were talking about an interesting topic that is sleeping. Well, it's interesting as long as you could have a perfect sleeping and there are no distractions. But as I just said, many people they're out there that are suffering from lack of sleep. So in order for them to get a better sleep, in order to avoid other problems and consequences to come, what would you suggest?
I would suggest relax, take a chill pill,
Which is very easy, and I can practice
go for
it.
wuzu, perform a wuzu, and then recite some of the verses. Have tawakkul in Allah and go to sleep. All your problems, all your tasks you're going to do now at this time, you can wake up early in the morning and do them at that time. And which is much better if you get up
Yeah,
in the
so I
other part
guess
of the night. So
we
first
can
thing
talk
is,
about this in another episode because if I want to tell you the number of the strategies we take in order to solve the issue, but it does not work, then it would take us too many minutes and hours. So if we skip that now, we imagine that my sleeping quality is perfect and everything is okay. Why the discussion of sleeping in a family gets an importance, and why do we have to go through it?
Yes, a man especially has to educate himself about the psychological factors that affect women's sleep. The articles, the books, the videos, the sleep signs can provide him valuable insights. He should go through it because of women, because many men complain like she's only sleeping, or we have divorce cases because of this. But a man should educate himself on the note that there are biological differences, there are hormonal fluctuations. She's going through a lot of things, like I said, menstrual cycle, pregnancies, menopause. All these things do affect sleep patterns. Hormonal changes lead to fatigue,
So
increased
how
sleep
could she
needs.
manage them?
For example, let me give an example. I when I was a child, I was raised seeing something very beautiful in my home. Like my father used to make breakfast, which was very unusual in our culture. And then we would question our father why. And then he would say, your mother is a woman, do not interrupt her sleep. She's been working all day long, so I...
That's such a very kind father.
Yeah, let me do this for her. And like, unfortunately, I grew up with the same expectation. And when I entered like my house, and then but my husband was irritated with this. Like, if
he was raised with a different perspective.
Yeah, if I sleep 5 minutes extra than him, and he would be like, why? All the unnecessary questions will, you know, make a question mark in his mind. But I discussed, I openly communicated with him that when you do not let me sleep even 5 minutes more than you, I feel disrespected. I have always grown up seeing my father making breakfast. If you happen to wake up early someday than me, do this effort, go and make a breakfast for yourself. Or if you can't see me sleeping for more than 5 minutes, you too sleep for 10 more minutes.
I guess this episode must be heard by men.
Yeah.
It's more exclusively for men because they have to understand.
Yeah, it's basically like there are so many social factors, societal expectations that caregiving roles of a woman, and which ultimately leads to sleep deprivation. And then she has to face a lot of problems. Like when women are able to find time for themselves, they can only then prioritize their sleep as a necessary form of self-care.
And by the way, just as you were saying all these stuff and factors, I remembered something. In many movies and even in the newspapers sometimes, as the complaints are reported, we see that sleeping is mental mechanism.
Yeah.
It would reject all the realities you don't want to see.
Yeah.
In order to fight them back, you go to sleep. So when a woman sleeps a lot, you have to search it in yourself. Search
exactly.
The answer in yourself.
Say, Alhamdulillah, she's fighting a lot of things after
yeah.
Sleep. Yeah, you know? And when you understand that, when you educate yourself on that note as a man, this shows your empathy, this shows your support, and understand that women may have different sleep needs due to various factors. So give them compassion rather than frustration.
Mm-hmm.
So
and all the time accusing them for sleeping. Why do you sleep so much? Why?
Rather promote a balanced distribution of household and parenting responsibilities. Do you want her to go ahead with the household chores right now or the parental responsibilities? You do some.
Okay? Exactly.
May Allah enlighten you with more and more knowledge on that. Like when men participate more equally in these tasks, it can alleviate some of the stress that she has been, that has been leading to increased sleep,
mm-hmm.
you know, and encourage self-care, encourage women to prioritize their self-care and
rest. So I guess there are two sides to what we just discussed for the complaint that you were just saying. Many men complain that women sleep so much,
yeah.
Their wives actually
yeah.
Sleep so much. I guess there's one part that is the man who has to understand.
He has to educate himself.
The differences and educate themselves. And also the woman. She has to take care of herself in the best way
yes.
possible. Like, I don't know, exercising, going to gym, taking care of herself, taking some pills, like vitamins are lacking.
I would add this point necessarily. There was this woman who would do each and every task, from tutioning her kids, from doing household chores, from driving her kids to school and doing so much, having those less sleep patterns while the body needed more. And ultimately, she was diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, my God.
And then she dies within a span of 40 days. Okay, you're not a superwoman who has to necessarily to be doing each
you're
and everything.
You're not a Wonder Woman. You don't have to do everything by yourself.
Yes, just encourage self-care. Give some time to yourself.
Take care of your body.
Right.
Take care of your mental health.
Sleep
well. And then,
especially at night, especially
yeah.
and we also have this small snap kind of thing during the day. And in very strange, it was for me, and I came across a hadith where it was said that only devils do not have a small snap. So humans should go for that small
Yeah, your brain snap. Must go for just recharge.
Yeah.
Like, let's call it that way. So it has to rest for a bit. This was all for today's episode. I hope you have just enjoyed it. May you always stay healthy mentally and physically. And this was all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something to happen to me. This waiting comes. trials and challenges, nothing in life.